Okay, so I'm understanding that you've been having a rough go of it recently. And I thought maybe I should, you know, just reach out a little bit and see if you're okay. I know that you talked a bit about depression and stuff like that a few months ago, and you hadn't really brought it up again, but I also kind of didn't want to ask just in case it was kind of a sensitive topic. But, well, you've been worrying me, so I just wanted to talk to you and see if you're okay. You tried to reach out to someone, they told you it was all in your head? What? No, it, I mean, technically it's in your head, but no, don't say that. It's a legitimate thing. I would know. I've gone through it myself. Huh? Yeah, really. I mean, it's been a couple of years now, but I remember what it was like to be there, in the dark like that. And it's pretty scary, so if you ever want to talk about it, or I don't know, if even if you just need like a silent supporter, then I want you to know that I'm here for you. And it's not all in your head. And don't let anyone discredit you like that. What you're feeling and what you're experiencing is 100% real. And it's a pretty serious thing. So don't just try to shrug it off or just say that you'll just get stronger. I mean, you're pretty tough as it is, and honestly, depression doesn't care if, you know, if you're rich or, you know, famous, or you have a spouse, or you have kids, or you got a good grade. Depression doesn't, depression just doesn't give a shit. It can happen to anyone, at any time, at any age. Anybody and everybody is susceptible, so it isn't something, you know, to be ashamed of or anything, and there's definitely no shame in getting help. There's no shame in, you know, asking for support. I mean, when I was going through it, it was pretty dark, but I also felt really alone, and you know, you don't want to burden anybody or you know, just weigh people down with your problems, and I get that, but you know, if you need to reach out to know that you don't have to battle this by yourself, then I want you to reach out to me, 'cause you're incredibly important to me, and I would hate for you to just suffer by yourself, okay? So I want you to tell me the days where you're feeling numb, or the days when you're feeling sad, and stuff like that, and if you need help around the house because you just can't will yourself to get out of bed, then just call. Shoot, you don't even need to call me. Just send me a text message, and I'll come right over and try to help and do whatever I can to alleviate some of the stress that's been weighing you down. Okay? I know that it's mental health is like this elephant in the room that no one wants to talk about. You know, especially when you start talking about medication and therapy and stuff like that. People like to try to tell you that if you just man up, or, you know, just pull yourself up by the bootstraps, then, you know, you'll be okay. Or if it was really a problem, you wouldn't complain, or, you know, weird fucking excuses like that that are just so unhelpful. Like those other ones where they're like, there are people that have it worse than you and all this other bullshit, but depression doesn't give a shit. It doesn't care if you're the luckiest, richest person alive. You still suffer. And even if that suffering is invisible, it's still there. So I just want you to know that your feelings on this are valid, and I know that a lot of people just try to, you know, brush it off and, you know, tell you to keep it to yourself or, you know, stuff like that, but I don't want you to do that with me, okay? I mean, when I was in that dark place, I didn't want to talk to anybody. I didn't really see a point. And the whole numbness and, like, just literally feeling nothing, like, I would try. I would really, really try to feel something, anything. Even if it was anger, you know, let me be mad at something. Just get away from this apathetic numbness that just seemed to swallow me whole before I realized it. It had been like quicksand, you know, just one minute you're walking and then the next minute you're gasping for air and the ground swallowing you up. I remember I kept trying to do my hobbies and, you know, I kept trying to talk to people that I enjoyed talking to, and I felt nothing, and I didn't know if that was going to be the way the next few decades of my life were going to be, because feeling nothing, it made me wonder if it was all worth it. If this was what being alive was going to be like, then I was not really willing to stick around for the ride. And once I realized that, I slipped into an even darker place that would have scared me if I hadn't been so numb. I'm sure it scared people around me because I wanted an out. I wanted an out that would end all the sad, you know, like, sad nothingness that I just saw stretching on and on and on. And when I was looking for that way out, I realized just how deep in it I was. And of course I felt weak for slipping that far back. But if you feel that way, there's no shame in wanting the suffering to end. But it's also important to find even the smallest thing, the tiniest, most microscopic thing that even gives you a tiny spark of happiness. You know, like if you like watching the audios here, or, you know, anything, just anything that's going to ground you back into a reality where the depression doesn't have to have its teeth in you. if you have something to hold on to as you work to get better, then cling on to that. I clung on to a few things that seemed to just really... There was a very tiny part of me that, you know, would be upset to die and perhaps never be able to have these things again. 'Cause for all that it's worth, I don't know where we go when it's over, so I worried that I wouldn't have these things that I have in this life, in another, or wherever we go. So I held on to those things as, you know, a very tiny part of me liked it still, but there was still that part, and that's what started the whole, you know, maybe there's a road to recovery in all of this, you know, darkness. Maybe I don't see it yet, but it has to be there, you know? I mean, we walk into the darkness, surely there's a way out, so, you know, I went and got help, and, you know, I was skeptical as fuck. I didn't think it was gonna work, but I didn't want to lose those things without at least giving it a good go, so I went to the doctor and talked to him about the issues, and I was kind of scared that they would try to lock me up, you know, if I talked to my doctor about, you know, having suicidal tendencies, you know, because you hear shit like that, and you're like, oh no, that's one more reason not to confess my mental illness. But, I mean, my alternative was nothingness, so I just went and told him that, you know, I was contemplating things and wanted to get help before it got too bad. And he was sympathetic, of course. Most doctors are. But, so I went home with a new prescription of antidepressants, and they were terrible. They didn't work, and I was very upset. I guess, though, being upset is better than, you know, nothing. So, after a while of trying those, I went back to the doctor, and, you know, we talked about how the pills weren't working and what else I could try. And he sent me home with another prescription, and these ones seemed to work. But it killed my sex drive, and, you know, just, that isn't the way to go. I mean, what's life without a good orgasm? Hmm? But, so yeah, I was able to be happier, and I was starting to feel emotions again, but I couldn't come for the life of me, and boy, did I fucking try. So, after a couple months of that, I went back and I talked to him about it, and he sent me home with another prescription. But it happened to be that this prescription was, you know, the deal breaker. This was the one, I guess, because it not only removed, you know, the numbness that I was feeling, but I was able to fucking come. And it was so good. Now, I was very surprised, and again, another emotion. And I was happy. And so, you know, taking those, I crawled out of the darkness, and I found more things to enjoy and more things that were worth living for. And so, I don't know, I think we all go through something like this eventually. And for some it's more serious than in others, or they experience it to a different degree. But it's all very serious and all very real. So I don't want you to think that, you know, it's all in your head, or you just have to be a little stronger and tough it out, or, you know, stay silent. Especially guys, because you guys are told to just, you know, man up and, you know, keep your problems to yourself. And I bet the whole burden thing is more important with you guys, and you don't want to trouble those around you and all that, but I mean, you're not alone. You don't have to face this by yourself. And depression is the kind of demon that gets stronger when you think that everyone else has abandoned you or will think you weak if you speak up. But it's not the case. I mean, get help. It's important. God, is it so, so damn important. It doesn't make you less of a person, less strong. It doesn't mean that you lost or whatever society is telling you. But get help, whether it's, you know, confiding in your family, your friends, your, you know, significant other, a therapist, whatever, whoever, just grab someone's hand, because the darkness, even if you can't see, there are people just all around you, and they're just ready to take your hand if you need it. So don't hesitate. Don't let it win. You don't have to fight it by yourself, so just trust that there are better days ahead. Even if you can't see them, they're there. I didn't see them either. So it's not that you're just not trying hard enough, it's a process. It takes a little work, but it's worth it. You're worth it. And the people around you that love you and, you know, want to be with you and spend time with you, and I'm sure they're worried. I'm not sure why they wouldn't say anything, or maybe they're just unsure, they don't want to make things worse, or stuff like that, but I'm sure if you reach out to them, then you can at least have someone on your side. And then, I don't know, then you can make the next step in what to do to make yourself feel better for the long term. Because, well, we only have one life, so we should be doing our best to enjoy it. And if a little therapy or confiding in your friends or, you know, some medication can help you see that goal and meet it, then there's no shame in that. So just remember that, okay? Remember that there are people who love you. And there are people who care about you. And these people want to see you do well. They want to see you happy. So, don't give up on that. Don't give up on yourself. You'll come through the other side. It's okay to get help. It's okay to talk about, you know, the depressing parts of depression, or rather the darkest parts of depression. So, I don't know. Just don't give up. You've got this. I know it's incredibly difficult. I know that you don't think there's a way through, but I'm here to tell you that there most certainly is. And even if you don't see it, just reach out and someone that loves you is going to take your hand and help you, get you the help you need. Because I know you don't believe it, but you are an incredible human being, and you do have a lot to offer. And so I would request that you stick around for a while. So the world can see what you have. Okay? Never give up. 'Cause we're gonna get through this together. Alright? Good.